Okay. Hi everyone. This is so I am Agustin Patiño. I'm from Ecuador, South America. It's a beautiful country, tiny special country, and I come to this wonderful biennial made by New Pearl Art Museum. So I hope everyone can enjoy, reflect, or whatever kind of options you have in your life. And I'm gonna tell you something about my Times Square, my painting. In this painting, I'm talking about, you know, it's not like a snob attitude. It's my, you know, deep concept proposed for many years, because I have been traveling around the world in many mega metropolis cities, where I find this kind of effects. You know, I have a big series which is Metropolis y Orillas. It means metropolis, of course, and shores, the edge, the borders, where the ocean, rivers, lakes, all about the source of water are next to us in cities. So in New York, Times Square is a great metaphor. In Spanish, sounds better because it's La Plaza del Tiempo. It's a huge metaphor. If you put in perspective, time is, you know, space, moment, actual, global, whatever kind of words are perfectly in Times Square. I work with my children. There's three children which are really enjoying the capital of the world, the city of the world, like London, Argentina, Buenos Aires, Guayaquil, Quito, or Rio de Janeiro, or maybe Providence, or Boston, or Miami. So when I said I have been painting Metropolis, is a huge space, time. But among this Metropolis, I have been painting other series, which is Amazon or El Amazonas. Amazon jungle, Amazon river, and all its tributary rivers are so amazing. That's other huge series. So in my entire life, since my early childhood, I have been working on those series. In one side, like a game, you know, playing in the edges and the shores of the rivers and in all this kind of resource of rivers, I have been playing. So I grew up with this kind of environment of landscape or whatever. So it's part natural part of my style of life, how I grow up, how I'm right now in Providence, where I have my art studio, which is this one, you know, it's amazing. And I choose, and I'm living in this great, beautiful state of Rhode Island. So among that, I could add a little more technically. Christine are talking about, many people understand just looking observing those little tiny details, and also like all those kind of curious elements, is because I'm super, you know, in part obsessive, in part is because it's necessary to say, in middle of all this high technology, high science, high, you know, people looking for money, I'm looking for single details, little stones, little leaves, little persons, animals, little, all those little elements for me are super, super, you know, part essential of this tiny blue planet. So I don't know. I hope this echo in Times Square as a metaphor, it could be work. It could be part of our my search and also my find of many things in literature and poetry and art and whatever, every expression of art and cultures. So among others, that's the main thing. It's the other kind of remembering the future. Can you believe it? I'm trying to remember the future. It's a paradox, probably. It's a, probably a huge, you know, contradiction, but it's real in this time of, you know, tremendous moments of global warming, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, pause for now.